And if the the big hand, well, if it were about 2 minutes from now, it would be what time? In about 2 minutes. It's actually 17 minutes here, but say it's 15.
9:45.
Would you ever say that in any other way? Quarter?
Well, if it would.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that? Believe me, there's some significance to this.
Quarter to nine.
Quarter to nine. Some say quarter till, some say quarter to, some say quarter of. That's characteristic of this area. You say it didn't have a very good crop last year. I hope we have a better crop
this year.
Were you a farmer, Mr.?
No.
You ever farm?
Oh, I worked on farm in the summertime, thrashing on one thing and another, but I never.
You know the farm terms probably, though, huh? A lot of the terms they use, even use for thrashing there.
Yeah.
You might say, how would you refer to something that happened about 12 months ago? You'd say, oh, it happened about, oh, it's just about, it was 12 months ago, another word in general term, but it happened
about a year ago.
And if you had a lot of rain in the morning, in the afternoon you didn't have any more rain, you'd say, it looks like the weather is
clearing up.
And if you have a lot of rain with flashes and noise, you say, that's quite a
thunderstorm.
And you might say, you wake up in the morning and see branches and leaves all over the yard. You say, it looks like the wind last night. The wind.
The wind was pretty strong or something.
And the wind, you say, yes, today the wind blows, but yesterday the wind, the same. Today the wind blows, but yesterday the wind.
Blew.
All right. And you look out in the morning, you can't see the street. Something in the air, the thick
fog.
And you might describe the weather. You'd say, well, it certainly is out today.
Muggy.
Or you said fog, using the word fog.
Yeah.
It's quite
foggy.
Now, would you just tell me again what the stuff is in the air? I want to get it again.
Fog.
Fog. And you might say the weather then is quite
muggy.
Or
foggy.
Okay. Just wanted to check on it. You have a term for about, well, we didn't have any rain for, say, almost a month or 6 weeks. You might say we're having quite a
dry spell.
And how about if you didn't have any rain for 3 months?
Well, that'd be a drought.
As far as you know, are my time limitations on these two things about right? Drought would be about 6 months or 3 months or anything over 3 months, would you say, a drought?
I would think so.
And less than 3 months would be just a dry spell, right?
Hell.
And if you didn't have much wind in the morning, but in the afternoon it was, the trees were swaying back and forth, you say, looks like the wind is, you didn't have much wind this morning, but now the wind is
pretty strong.
Okay. Would you say ever picking up or rising or raising or probably just one's getting strong? Or?
Well, that's what we generally say. The wind is getting pretty strong.
Okay. Fine. That's what I want. Whatever's characteristic. Don't let me trap you into something else. I'm transplanted from another state here, so what I use may be entirely different.